Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I
Eagles of Fight Island, Apostle Marcus Dupree.
And we thank God for each and every one who is here tonight. Amen. We thank you for taking time out tonight to join us as we get ready to go into this call. And we're excited about what the Lord is doing in this house, and he's about to stir things up tonight. Amen. We need to encourage you, build you up. Amen. And let you know truly that God has set us apart for his use tonight. Amen. Amen. So we're going to get right into the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, give you honor and glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for your mighty hand that's upon us, Lord God. Do what you desire to do. We thank you, Lord God, as we surrender ourselves to you, Lord God. And we thank you for the word that we're about to receive tonight in Jesus' name. Let your word come by fire. Let your word come by rain. Let your word come forth mightily in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch the hearts of your people, Lord God. Ignite a fire within us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we shall go in. We shall receive, Lord God. We shall go forth and do what you've called us to do in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, there's none like you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your word in this hour that gives us life, and that life more abundantly, Lord God. We thank you right now for you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now. Lord God, continue to do a mighty work in us, Lord Jesus, as we surrender ourselves to you. Jesus, increase that we decrease now. Increase that we decrease now. Jesus, increase that we decrease now. In Jesus' mighty name, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we surrender all to you now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, hallelujah, Lord God, amen, amen. Welcome, amen. Once again, let's get ready to get into this word of God tonight. Let's go forward to 2 Timothy chapter 2, excuse me, amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, start at verse 1, amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Now, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive in four masteries, yet is he not crowned, except that he strive lawfully. A husbandman that laboreth may be first partakers of the fruits. Consider what I say. The Lord giveth thee understanding in all things. Amen. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 1 Timothy chapter 1 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. Amen. Amen. I want to, tonight we'll talk from the subject of engagement of war. Engagement of war. Amen. We're talking about engagement of war, and it is no secret that we are in a war, we're in a battle, we're in an on-out fight. Amen. And for righteousness, you know, as we go forth to do right, and the enemy's always trying to fight us to do wrong, and he's always trying to find a way to get to us and hinder us and stop us from going forth and doing what we have to do. But we have to understand, greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. And we also have to keep in mind that even though the enemy is going to try some things, he can only go so far. You know, he can't do all that he think he can do, that he still has to get permission from God to do some things. And even this, he's still limited on what he can do. But nevertheless, this is why we have to know who we are and where we stand in him. When we look at the word war, it means a state or period of fighting between countries or groups, a situation in which people or groups compete with or fight against each other, and an organized government, an organized effort by a government or a large organization to stop or defeat something that is viewed as dangerous or bad. A state of usual open and declared armed hostile conflict between states or nations, a period of such armed conflict. Amen. And we have one more definition. Well, let's read two more. The state of hostility, conflict, or antagonism, it is the art of science of warfare. Absolute weapons and equipment of full war. And the last one is a struggle or competition between opposing forces or for a particular end. Let me read that last one again. A struggle or competition between opposing forces or a particular end. Amen. So we have war. And we are in a war, of course, between good and evil. But it's not really so. You know, the good is already won. We have to walk through this thing and see how we won, walk it out to get the final, so we can see the final picture of how it all came together. Now, when we're talking about engagement in war here, we're talking about you actually getting involved in this fight and understanding who we're fighting and why we're fighting, what we're fighting for. And the enemy wants to deceive us. He wants us to be deceived. He don't want us to walk in understanding. Any which way we can walk in darkness, that's what he would do. An engagement is a promise to meet or be present at a particular time or place. Amen. In this case, you know, we engage warfare daily, any time, any place. You know, what have you, you know, whenever we in a meeting, an arrangement to meet or be present at a specific time or place. So we know with engagement, whenever we come together with the enemy, somehow we're going to counter him. It's going to be something that's going to be, you know, something is going to be exchanged. The enemy was not going to just let us get away with just, you know, seeing him and just him not try something. So we must get in our mindset and know, okay, the enemy, he's going to try to start something. Is no doubt. But even in the midst of that, God has prepared us for this. We were never meant to be defeated. We were already meant to win. So because God has equipped us to win, we must also keep in mind that the enemy is going to try us. He's going to try to see if he can get a win out of you. You have to understand and know he's never going to make it easy for you. All right, so let's go to the first scripture. Amen. As we go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says, Now therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. We all have a different grace of operation. We all have been graced with the anointing in different levels or portions. Amen. We've been able to be equipped by God to go forth and do what we're called to do. And in the midst of us doing what we're called to do, we're walking out our very purpose of being here on the earth. Verse 2 says, in the things that God has heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. We are also made to be examples. God wants us to also be leaders in this time and season in life where the enemy is going to try us with some different things, but he wants us to walk in victory. He wants us to walk in power. He wants us to walk equipped to be and do, you know, to do all that he's equipped us to do or want us to be. You know, as men and women of God, we go through, you know, warfare is going to happen. There's no way around it. We'll have to might as well face it and understand the enemy. Any time he can find a way to come back at us, he's going to come back. He's going to come at us. Because you got to remember, he don't like the fact that you left him and you went back to God. So because of that, he's releasing all-out war against you, against me, against us. And we can't be sleeping in the midst of a war, because that could cost us everything. If anyone needs to call us, we have a question, comment, prayer, amen. The number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. You press 1 to get in the queue box, amen. All right, so he says, commit to faithful men. Who shall be able to teach others also? We're supposed to learn so we can empower others. This is a war. This is war that we're in. So this is not a gentleman's club get together, you know, doing a nice good thing. But we have, it's a war. And there are casualties to war. Everyone who started in it would not necessarily make it the same way. Some people have to die martyrs. Some people have to die. Some people die in the midst of, you know, being deceived, you know, and getting off track. So because of that, that's what we have to be mindful, understand that we have to stay on our P's and Q's. We can't get caught sleeping in a wake-up world. Amen. So verse 3 says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. That means it's hardship, challenges. See, this is why we don't need to fall victim to whine and murmur and complaining to challenges in life that's going to be. We have been called to endure as Christians, born-again believers. There's some things that we have to endure that others may not. There's a plate of suffering that we all have to eat from, but there's different portions of it. We have to go through some different things. Now, your whole life should not be, you know, suffering. But you're going to go through some times and periods or different seasons of challenges. It is not unto death. There's some things that we're going to have to go through that we have to go through it in order for us to get to a certain place or a special place in God. It is necessary for us to go through some of these challenges that we have to face. And it may feel like it's not worth necessary. It may feel like it's not worth it. Or you may not even understand why you're going through it. But the fact of the matter is, it is important. He says, thou therefore endure. Endure. Last. You know, compete. I mean, don't. You have to learn how to be patient through this time of trying, of being tried. We can't be so easy to give up or quit. Many find themselves in a place to where they choose to quit instead of persevering through a fight. And so when that happens, now you end up forfeiting some things if you're not careful. So God don't want us forfeiting anything. He wants us to go through and go through faithfully. And the only way we can possibly do that, we have to endure. Amen. We have to endure. That word endure means, to continue to exist in the same state or condition. Even though some things have changed or different challenges may come, you still will need to remain in that place, not be moved, not be taken, not be shut down. Still being able to pursue forward in the midst of the test, in the midst of the trials, in the midst when things look uncertain, when it doesn't look clear. To experience pain or suffer for a long time. Some seasons will last longer than others, and that's why some of us can, you know, some things we go through is longer than for us than other people. Because God knows how much you can bear. He knows how long he has allowed you to go through in order so you can come out on top. Amen. To deal with or accept something unpleasant. There's going to be some challenges in life. There's going to be some unpleasant things. There's going to be some things that happen that you don't even understand why. But there's going to be some things that he wants you to endure. See, how can we help others to endure if we can't endure? We will have to know how to go through some things and face some fears. Amen. And that's one of the most very important things today. We have to learn how to face our fears. those things that we don't want to do or we don't want to face with. Amen. We have to learn how to endure some of those challenges and overcome them. Let me go to the scripture here. Just kind of pop in my spirit. Let's go to Job chapter 3. Job chapter 3. Amen. Verse 25. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and the thing which I was afraid of is come unto me. See, the thing is, you want to have to face your Goliaths. You have to fix your mind and understand. You can run all we want. We can try and dodge this thing, that thing. But sooner or later, we will have to deal with those Goliaths in our life. We cannot go through life running from Goliath. Goliath is an opportunity. Well, we see Goliath as a crisis situation sometimes. We see Goliath as a crisis. In the Chinese definition, the word crisis has a twofold meaning. It has great adversity. It means great adversity, and also means great opportunity. We have to learn facing Goliath is not a great. Challenge or an opportunity to lose. No, you gotta see it too as an opportunity to win, an opportunity to go ahead, an opportunity to overcome, and there's a great opportunity. There's a positive opportunity. You know, facing your Goliaths will work out for you better than you running from Goliath. It's always going to be better to face your Goliath than always running, living a life of running from Goliath. Amen. You know, I remember it was a little cartoon, this little show, Disney show. I don't know if it's Disney, but a little really recent show that came out over the last year. That the kids been watching called Home. And this is the little they call Bulls, amen. And long story short, they make a life by running from challenges. I think the opposing person who's after them, he basically chases them running out, going from one place to another, because one of the head who took something that he should have taken from the opposing officer or opposing person. So they've been on the chase for years. All they need to do is run. And finally, he comes to a place where a stand is made. And see, this is why, you know, we cannot make a habit or a life of running from Goliath. We were never made to run. We were made to have dominion on this earth, to stand our ground. And if we continue to run, we're not properly engaged in warfare. We're actually avoiding warfare when it's necessary to go to war. Many times we try to find a different way, an easy way to get out, but there's not always an easy way to get out. There are things that we go through are necessary for us to get to where we have to go through. So here's verse 325 says, "For the thing that I greatly feared has come upon me." Once again, fear draws negativity. The negative things happen to us. It draws. It's like a magnet. And we got to make sure that we understand that if we don't learn how to face our fears, face our trials and tribulations, we will set ourselves up for failure. And this is why when it comes down to certain things, we can't get ahead, we can't go forward, because we have not dealt with that very thing that's been plaguing our life a long time ago. You know, we keep trying to find every which way to avoid it and run it, but we have to face it sooner or later. Back to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Amen. Amen. If anyone need to call in, amen, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. And you press 1 to get in the Q box. If you have a question or comment, anything pertaining to the word. Amen. So once again, we're going to go back to verse 4. Verse 3, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life." Amen. We have to understand that we're against the world in the sense of the fact of the matter that the world is against us because of Jesus. So because of that, there should be no blending among us. among us. We should always be, in the sense, separated in the sense that we are apart from, we should never just mix and mingle and just be able to have a nest to hoorah, you know, thing going on to where we're going to do the same thing that they're doing. Even in coming together, there should be decisions to be made as far as in our life that we should choose to still stay in the ways of God, because there's always going to be a temptation to miss the mark. There's going to be a temptation to quit. There will be a miss the mark to do some things that we were not sent to do. And we have to understand that because this is warfare, the enemy is never going to make it easy for us. He's going to always try to find a way to challenge us to do good. He's going to challenge us. And if we really want to do good, we have to actually make our mind up to do good. But he's going to always try to find a way to challenge us. He is never going to just make it easy for us just to kind of live this Christian life and just be okay, you know, good and everything. He's never going to do that. He's going to always try to find a way to get you to sign off to something that God didn't tell us to do. We have to understand that the enemy is trying to get you off track. He's working hard and diligent at getting us off track. That's what he desires to do. He wants us to engage to a point to where he wants to avoid an engagement to where we're going to always try to find a way around it so we can accomplish those things that God wants to accomplish. And he's also, too, trying to get us to sabotage our own future. See, God knows if you face up to this battle that you're facing right now or this war that you're in, you can win. You are equipped to win. He equipped you to win. You have what it takes to win. But if you continuously doubt yourself before you even give yourself a chance, you will never open up and release or even walk in the victory that God already has set aside for you. Amen. You have to see yourself victorious. You have to know that God has invested himself into you. Amen. No man that war has taken himself to the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Once again, God chose you to be a soldier. God chose you to win. He knows you have the potential to win. He knows how much we can bet. He wouldn't tell you to do something that you couldn't. Amen. So he knows that you can. He knows you can. You have what it takes to accomplish it. Amen. And amen. So you go on further. It says, and if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. In other words, we got to make sure we follow the rules. We have to stay in compliance with God in order for us to come out victorious. We can't do opposite of what God wants to do and expect to get rewarded. Just like kids and parents. We can't reward you. You can't reward kids for doing stuff bad. If they get in trouble in school, you don't sit there and come and reward them for that. We don't do that. So it's the same thing with God. He wants us to walk in victory. He wants us to walk in power. He wants us to walk in the word of God, to walk in the knowledge and enlightenment of the word of God. He don't want us to be in the dark. He don't want us to be in the dark. He wants to have understanding. But we must walk line for line, precept upon precept. We can't be walking the rules and expect the rules to work for us. We have to be able to walk this dark line and make up in our mind that regardless of what happens, we're going to stay on course. We're not going to let the enemy try to pull us off track or anything that's sabotaging to our future. We must make up in our mind, our hearts, that we're going to engage in war with the enemy. We're going to fight against the enemy. We're going to make it a good fight. We're not going to sit there and roll over for the devil. The devil is a lie. We must choose in our heart and mind to give Satan or give the enemy all the havoc we can give him back. But every time that we have a chance to tell someone about the gospel, let us be found preaching. Every time someone's sick, we lay our hands for them to be healed. Combating everything that he tried to do, we're there to do the opposite. Amen. He's never going to want you to do something in agreement with him. Amen. You know, he's always going to try and do something opposite, try and contaminate, try to bring conflict. Amen. So we got to stand our ground and not be moved. Amen. By the enemy. He said, if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. So once again, we have to make sure we stay aligned upon our precept, process, precept, for us to be able to really fully enjoy the victory that we're supposed to have. And the husbandman that labors must be first partakers of the fruit. In other words, you don't want to put the time in, so it's good for you to experience the victory. If you will put the time in, just get the victory. You don't just go in halfway and then compete good and then quit. Amen. You go in there fully, completely to win, not to lose. Amen. All right, so let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 8. I mean, I'm sorry. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. Verse 18. This charge I commend to thee, son Timothy, according to the grace, the prophecies which went before thee, that thou be them might as war a good warfare. God don't want us to just take a hit and fall over and roll over. We have been, and this is one thing that as Christians we got to remember. Once again, we have to remember that God never intended for us to lose in life. He never made us to fail. He never made us to quit. And this is something that we have to be careful about. We have to make sure that we don't develop a quitting spirit. That when things don't go our way, we ready to throw our hands up and quit and go off, pound away. You remember a little kid that used to have the ball, it was his ball, but when other kids start beating him at his own game, he gets mad, he will take the ball and walk away, pull his hand down, feel, woe is me, it's that same type of spirit. We have to be careful that we don't allow ourselves to fall in that kind of a rut. We have to understand challenges are going to come. You're going to be discomfort. Go through some things that's going to really challenge us. Don't quit. If you quit now, where are you going? If you quit now, how is it going to help you? See, we have to make up in our mind, our heart, not to quit. But we're going to engage. We're going to have proper engagement in warfare. We're going to be engaged in it. We're going to actually be involved in. It won't catch us sleeping. Because this is what the enemy wants to do. Catch us slipping in a wicked world. But we have to be just that determined to win as much as he wants to fail. See, so I encourage you tonight. Be encouraged. Know that you've been made to win. You've been made to accomplish some great things. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. Don't let the enemy Don't let the enemy steal your focus. Don't let him steal your fire for life. Keep your fire. Burn like a blaze. Amen. The enemy want to always try to find some kind of some way to get you off course so he can knock you off somehow, some way. He's going to try that. He's going to try and do that. That's why we got to remember that we must stand even when the enemy wants us to fall. We must want to win even when we want this convenient to quit. Stand there, fight. Give your all, give your best, and let God do it. Don't let the enemy persuade you to give up or forfeit anything that you don't have, anything that is not going to be good for you. Amen. Stand your ground. This is the time now that we got to understand as we continue to walk and go through the fourth in war and engagement, we have to be fully committed to God. We got to be fully committed. We need to be fully committed. So if you're not right in your heart, you want to make sure you take some time to get your heart right with God. Amen. This is not the time to be guessing and hoping you're in the right place with God. You got to know because the enemy desires to sift you as weak. So if he desires to sift you as weak, you really got to be careful, mindful of what you engage in and what you do. Amen. So here it is. We go on. Let's go to Luke chapter 14. Let's go to verse 26. If any man come to me and hate not his father or mother or wife, children, brethren, sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. That means you have to be willing to sacrifice yourself. You have to be willing to sacrifice it all, to put it on the line for what you believe. You know, you go to other countries, you hear people who are dying daily for their faith. And here it is, we can't get people to turn around, turn their plate down and just cooperate with God and do what he wants us to do. And this is why when you go to other countries, you see people, when they go forward and execute, they execute some power, and you see the power of God moving with them because they're serious. They take this thing more serious than we do sometimes. We take it lightly, and we don't understand the vastness of this whole thing. It makes a big difference. So, amen. So, as we continue to go forth, you know, we have to be willing to give it all up for him. You know, our life means nothing to them, to him in that way. When we give our life and our heart to him, we go to go forth and make a commitment to go forth and do what we're supposed to do. Amen. Verse 27, he said, for you cannot be my disciple if you don't do what I ask to do and you don't, you don't perform. He said, verse 27 says, and whosoever doeth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. It's in order for you to be his disciple, it's going to cost you something. Either now or later, it's going to cost you. This is why you have to God. We try to keep things to where the enemy wants us to buy into this fact, buy into this thing that there's no such thing as war and the warfare and it's all in our mind. It's not. No. There is the same way. There's a God. There's a devil. That's the same way. There's a God. There's a devil. But we have to know we have power over him. We have to, he doesn't have the final say. We can defeat him. Amen. But we have to be in the right place with God to do that. Amen. So as we go for it, amen. Let's get down to it. He says out here, verse 28, for which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost? And whether he has sufficient to finish, he has sufficient to finish. How many of us intending to build something? How many of us really intending to start something, to spark something going forward? Amen. As far as kids, neighborhood stuff, and just different things, whatever the Lord is telling you to do, whatever you're starting to build, go forth and do. How many of us actually say that we talk to God about it? Amen. How many of us really commit ourselves to a project to do it? Amen. With limited resources. See, bottom line is, God has equipped us to get some great things done. He's also equipped certain people to help us out. But we have to know an instruction from God in order to really effectively go forth and do. We can't just hope some things are going to work out, but we got to know what God has said. We need to get his answer, get his blueprint, get his call, what he's want to happen in order for us to make a good decision about which way we're going to go forth in life. We must understand that even as we engage in warfare, that it's going to cost us something. Sometimes it may cost us some of those old friends of ours. It may cost us your relationship with some people, close by or whatever kids can be. Because, the thing that you're doing is a God thing. It's not a your thing. Amen. God, we want God to get the glory out of our lives. We cannot give God glory if we're not walking in obedience. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. If we're not walking in obedience, how can we please him? We have to be able to walk in obedience and please the Lord as we go further and go on. Amen. He goes and say, which of you intend to build a tower? Sit not down first and count of the cost. Amen. We got to sit down and count the cost. If it's going to cause us to be, if it causes us to be successful as far as some things that we wanted to do with our friends and family, certain things, but you had to stay up hard, you had to go forth and do a lot of studying, this and that. But see, but once you pass your exam or whatever it gives me, you get your certs. So now you're certified to do what you have to do. Now you've been empowered even more, and it reflects in your life and also can reflect in your paycheck. Amen. Whatever case may be, it affects some things when you stand. You really make things worse when you fall, when you stop. Go a certain way and you stop. You make things harder to start again. This is why we have to be encouraged to know that, man, amen, as we go through war and get engagement of war, we got to understand that God has equipped us with every spiritual gift, everything that we need to be successful. He said he's given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. So everything we need, he's already provided. We just have to believe him enough to follow and do what he's saying. Amen. As we go on further, verse 29, lest happily, after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him. I thought you said God should do that. God ain't give you no self. You know, all these different things that begin to do is say, that's why we have to know where we stand with God. We have to know that we've heard from God and that we're staying plugged into his purpose and his plan, that we're not veering off, we're not letting anything or anyone take us off course, but we have to be that relentless to stay the course. We have to be that relentless to finish out what God has called us to do. Amen. It is very important for us to follow through and not allow the enemy to get the best of us. Amen. Amen. As we continue to go forth, he said, anyone intends to build a tower. Amen. So that means that your plans are, you have plans to do some things. Amen. But we have to remember that as he's building us and equipping us, he's separated us for his use. He wants us to do great things. He wants us to defeat the enemy in those little tricks and schemes, because God, be careful. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. The enemy that we deal with every day, he's not, he is who he is. I just want to say that he is who he is. But then nevertheless, God is doing great things. And he can do greater things. Amen. So we're going to allow him to have his way. Amen. Let's go to James chapter 1. Okay. James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brother, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh with patience. He said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Amen. That you fall into divers temptations. Count it all joy, he says. You know, sometimes in order to stop us from crying or laughing, you know, we have to really hold ourselves together. In other words, we have to really fight back what we're feeling, what we're seeing, and all of this stuff. But God don't want you to be bound up with that. He wants you to be free to express yourself. He wants you to be free to properly do. Because if not, if you're held, if you hold yourself hostage and not release, you know, find a way to express yourself, or whatever, it's going to be bad for you. Amen. It's going to attack your body in some different ways. That's why you got some people who have heart issues right now, because they never forgive anyone. They always remember the stuff. They never put out their mind. They never love the word of the Lord to cleanse their mind. We must know that in order for us to really properly engage in war, we have to have a made-up mind, y'all. We got to have a mind that's made up to go out there and win and finish what we start. Then also, too, we can't go out there with holes in our armor. In other words, when we go out there, we can't be afraid to make a stand, and we can't have areas of our life that's not even, that we didn't do anything, we pretend to fast, and now we're just open, because that space is open up, and the enemy can feel that he can try to come in any time to contaminate you, and especially through anger or whatever it case may be. We have to be careful of those things that can cause us to be open, especially if we're already open. But amen. So glory to God. We also, too, the other scripture I was going to was Ephesians. That's what it was. Ephesians chapter 6. Amen. Amen. You see, Yes. Amen. So Ephesians chapter 6 says, hold on one second. Oh, I'm sorry. Ephesians chapter 6, amen. All right. Okay, let's go to verse 10. He said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. So that's one of the first things. We can't be strong in our own strength. Because if we do be strong in our own strength, then we're doing it. Then we're not letting God have his full reign to do what he desired to do. Amen. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the tricks, the schemes of the enemy. The enemy is very cunning. He will set you up. He will try and do certain things to get to you. If there's something that he realizes is something precious to you, he'll try and harass you with that thing you're trying to do. He will do whatever it takes to get your mind off of God, to get your mind so caught up in this thing that you're going through so you become more sensitive to the wrong things. You allow yourself to really to get off track. Amen. The enemy desires that. He wants that to happen. This is what he lived to do. Amen. He put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. So he wanted him to keep those on. I mean, he wanted him to position himself so these things wouldn't be. But there's some things that we face in life is going to be. Amen. So he goes on to say, the wiles of the devil, against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rules of darkness in this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. We're going to go through we're going to fight in the ranks of the spirit. We're going to have to do the different things in the ranks. And this is why we have to be prepared to bring forth an answer when it comes forth. We got to be prepared to defend our faith in the sense of given why the reason you do certain things that you do. We have to begin to understand these, we call apologetics, amen, that we actually saying why we believe the way we believe and what scriptural basis we're backing it on. We're going to have to be able to stand up strong and not allow the enemy to weasel his way through. And so, amen, so as we continue to go forth, he says, wherefore, take unto thee the whole armor of God, that they may be able to stand against the wiles of the evil day, against and having done all, to stand. So after you've done all you're supposed to do, stand, hold your position, next, wait for the next order of command. This is nothing too. Sometimes we so antsy we can't keep still enough for God to deal with us. We get a portion of it, which is we get a portion of the problem taken care of, but then we left a whole big pile of mess there that still needs to be done. Why? Because we are not paying attention, rushing to do what we want to do, or not being patient to wait on God. In the midst of warfare, we have to be patient. Sometimes God has to have certain things happen for everything to fall in place. A strategist knows certain things that he needs to set in place, how to lure the enemy right where he wants him. And war is like a game of chess. You cannot just try and just move one move at a time. You have to have two or three more moves ahead, anticipating on his next move. So when you do that, you got to keep that in mind that as we're positioning or God is positioning us, he's causing us to think ahead. We have to let him help us to think ahead. Give me some sight, about some things. As we continue to wait beyond that, we're going to begin to see some manifestations that God wants to do in our life. Amen. As we go forward, stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth. Amen. You got to have truth. You can't live a lie. Amen. And so, have your loins girt about with truth. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. We have to have this, the breastplate of righteousness and the truth. We need both because this is part of this view that's going to define you like God. God is truth. Amen. Everything that he is. So, amen. So, these things help bring a different depth to their name, amen, to their purpose, their plan. Amen. So, 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. And take unto thee the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. So each area of our life that we need to make sure that we're doing, because if we're not in warfare, see, this is our armor. We dress in armor. We have our sword, which is the word of God. We have our shield of faith, and we have our truth, our breastplate of righteousness. We have truth, gospel of peace, shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. So we are equipped for war. Now, do we have our armor on? And do we have any holes in our armor? To where if you've been hurt, damaged, you got to allow God to heal you. Because if you don't allow God to heal you, you're going to be broken trying to help other people who are broke. And then the blind and the blind, they both fall in the ditch. We cannot allow the enemy to set us up for fail. If anyone need to call in the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the question box. Amen. So this is why we have to persevere through our challenges and not give up. We have been made to win. There's an engagement of war, because if we don't persist, allow ourselves or position ourselves the way we need to, we won't have the effect in this gospel like the way we need to. We will not affect the world or infect the world like we need to. It'll be a half a print. It'll be a little thing that is not even effective the way it needs to be, because we are not properly engaging in war. We can't come to war with a butter knife, a spiritual fight with a butter knife. We have to understand what it is that we're fighting against, and also, too, in which way. See, we don't want to sometimes wait and patiently wait and pray, but we want to get up and move, but that's not the time to move yet. Sometimes we may need to just stop and pray and wait on God. Amen. These things are necessary. This is why we need to know what's going on, how we're doing, because the science report or whatever case may be. We need to make sure that we know what's going on, because the enemy is banking on us not knowing. He's banking on us that we don't take time out to figure out or follow through our plan and really make sure that we're in a good place. He's banking on that. This is why the enemy tries so hard to get us off course. We have to know that in spite of all the challenges and in spite of all the things that come about, we have to know where we stand. And we stand, pretty good, because the enemy wants to sift us as wheat. And this is why we have to stay on top of our game and go forth. Amen. The last few verses will be finished out here. Amen. So as we go forth to warfare, as we engage in warfare, we got to know that the enemy is defeated. He is a defeated foe. This is why God is not worried about him. You know who do be concerned about the enemy? We do. For instance, the children of Israel, when they was going to the land flowing with milk and honey, the whole time God was talking about them going to the land flowing with milk and honey. They get over there. And they truly say, yeah, truly, yeah, the food is great. I mean, there's some good stuff in the land. But they have one problem. What's that? Giants in the land. Giants. God never mentioned any giants. Why? Because God wasn't worried about the giants. See, a lot of times we worry about things that God ain't even concerned about. We get wrapped up so bad till we can't function because, instead of us trusting the Lord, just letting him guide us, we won't do it our way. Even each time, it ends in a mess. So I encourage you, amen, we're going to get ready to close them there, but I encourage you, engage in warfare. the way they need you. We need to go there. Don't go into the fight naked. He said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So don't be trying to do it in your own strength. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. If he didn't intend for us to use that, he wouldn't have released that unto Allah in the first spirit. So let's be conscious, let's be on our P's and Q's and our watch, and make sure that we understand that we are engaged in a war daily. And if we got to stand our ground, that no matter what the enemy wants to do, it's not going to work. We are and should be determined to stand our ground, to fight a good fight, the good fight of faith, amen, and not allow the enemy to chump us out. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. So we praise God for that. Amen. Just want to encourage your hearts for that tonight, the engagement of war. So just remember, you, in order for you to fight a good fight, you need to make sure that you're equipped. You know, you got to make sure that you have what it takes to finish it. Do a proper assessment, let God check you out, deal with you, whatever it takes to do. Amen. God needs to make sure, we need to make sure that we have God involved in our lives. Our lives can be so much easier with certain things, but if we don't involve in God, if we don't trust him, allow him to lead us, he can't really guide us. And so this is what he's been here to do, to lead us and guide us in all truth. He sent his Holy Spirit here to do this. So be encouraged. If there's anyone right now who doesn't know the Lord as Savior, we want to give you an opportunity. I want you to pray with us. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for each and every one that's hearing and some of my voice. Deal, Lord God, with their lives. And we thank you right now for all those who are first time on this line tonight. Thank you for blessing them, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And we ask you to bless them in Jesus' name. So if there's anyone on the line right now who does not know Jesus Christ as Lord, we ask you to repeat after me, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me, I am a sinner. I need to be saved. I open my heart now to receive Jesus Christ, who died for me on Calvary's cross, and on the third day he rose, not only once, twice, but Lord God, with all power in his hand. And we thank you, Lord, as I surrender my life to him. I receive salvation now. I forsake my ways, and I receive his. In the name of Jesus, amen. For anyone who needs rededication, Lord, forgive me for going astray. Lord, I'm coming back home. It's time to be healed, time to be restored. I surrender all to you. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging us to get right with you. Thank you, in Jesus' name, amen. So once again, thank God for each and every one tonight. We're going to pray, and just pray very quickly. Lord, touch each and every one, even as they go forth tonight, even if they want to be a blessing, Lord God, and sowing a seed. Lord, I thank you right now for being a blessing to them, Lord Jesus, to do what you have called us to do in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you for showing yourself strong in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for your faithfulness that never quits and never ends. Thank you for teaching us your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Amen. So once again, I want to invite you all to join us on Tuesday night, Bible study on Eagles Wings International Ministries. The number is 843-619-0410. 843-619-0410. And you can join us the Tuesday night Bible study at that time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, too, we want to encourage you, if you want to sow seed, you can go to PayPal and sow seed there at eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. Amen. Or snail mail, we like to call it. And you can sow seed, amen, to our mailbox. Amen. Our mailbox. Amen. The address is 2185 Ridgeland. No, it's a P.O. Box 2185. Ridgeland, South Carolina, 29936. Amen. So thank God for each and every one. We want you all to have a great night and enjoy a nice holiday on tomorrow for the Martin Luther King celebration, just in being remembrance of him, all the great things he's done, even the sacrifices he made for us, of all nationalities, amen, colors coming together once. Amen. So we just want to encourage each and every one just to be a blessing to somebody. Find someone tomorrow to be a blessing to. And tell them how much the Lord loves them. All right. God bless you all. Have a good night. Amen.
There's an army.